Yes, RDU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast. Now it is finally time for scone scoring, our favourite segment of the week. And Ruben, it's not that normal of a scone scoring. It's quite special today.
Oh no, bloody! I'll tell you what, we've got some bloody new faces in the studio today, folks. How are we going, guys? We got bloody
We got Mike here
and Max. Mikey. Yep. Bones Pickles.
Team Bones Pickles. Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, bloody good.
Yeah,
well,
we're good.
Mostly.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know. How are you feeling, Mikey?
No, I'm feeling
He's
good.
Worried.
I'm feeling good. No, I'm feeling good. Well, yeah.
Now, the idea had been floated. It had been brewed up in our heads, like, what would a pickle do in scones? You've tried to answer that question for us.
We've tried to answer that today. We've got a scone. We're going to call it that. We've got a scone here,
and now it's wrapped up. We haven't seen it yet.
It's wrapped up in a little bit of baking paper. We've got we've got pickle hot sauce in there, which is one of our products. Essentially, liquid pickle is forming part of the hydration for the scone today. But we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yes, Ruben, you do the unwrapping for us. How was the journey of making it this morning?
The journey of making it, we've got a small scone here. It's already been buttered. It's already been salted.
It'll be uglier, actually.
I was thinking about today, this morning, just after making it, it could have been a scone-tastrophe, but we've got onion, we've got parsley from the garden, We've got the pickle hot sauce in there as well.
Right.
All the gear.
Wow.
The container of baking soda that I use, well, it's a 1 litre. It's been there for 5 years, and I think the label says baking soda, so I'm...
It's questionable.
Don't need to... No.
Okay. Well, so, first of all, I thought it would look worse. I mean, it's not, massive or anything.
We thought it looked worse because of how you sold it.
Your
reputation says otherwise, but you really... I feel like you might have hit us with a low ball.
We've got high standards,
We've got high
standards. Yeah, you do.
Okay, do we try it?
Yeah, I reckon we give it a try.
Okay,
so...
Sniff test. Wasn't expecting sniff test, but that's good.
Nice. It does smell good.
Okay.
There's a bit of a crust on the
outside.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
What kind of cheese did you use in this bad boy?
It's actually Edam.
Oh, nice.
Grated Edam.
Really?
Fantastic.
Really?
Right, I'm going in for a bite.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's dense, isn't it?
Well, you got to get a bit of colour on it, and I think to get that colour, which is very light, took about twice the usual cook time, so... We could have
Yeah.
Is your oven working or?
Is my oven working? We got there. It's cooked.
Did it take longer because it was like a wetter scone?
I don't know.
You're hitting him with the hard questions now.
Maybe adding that pickle juice in was a bit too much for it.
So tell us why is this a pickle juice? Why is this a pickle scone? Like, where is the pickle? You said pickle juice.
So we've got the pickle hot sauce. Pickle hot sauce is essentially just liquid pickle. It is pickle blitzed down, cooked down with pickled chilies and more cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
So that creates a little goopy little sauce that goes good on lots of things.
Is it spicy?
It's medium to low spice.
Yeah,
it's the
sort of
entry-level sauce that pretty much anyone could have a dabble on.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We find it a good combo down at Scoundrel with the tacos. If you hit it with a bit of Bones Pickles and then something really hot, you get
maybe a bit of Tapatio
nice
or...
Real tangy, tart and sourness, and then the spicy from something else as well.
And then a bit of salt on the outside there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Mm. So what is your kind of relationship to the scone?
Relationship to the scone?
Well, to any scone or this scone?
Okay, maybe not this one. You've had a rocky relationship with this one.
Max has got nothing to do with this one.
The mere concept of the scone.
Yeah.
Like, do you make many scones in your life?
Have I made many? There was a period in time where I was probably making scones every day for work. Maybe over 10 years ago. Well, don't make a lot of scones at home, but I eat a lot of scones out.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Especially the Supreme Scones Mini at the moment.
Has been the talk of the town, hasn't it? Has been the talk of the town.
Yes, that is part of the biggest of the scone chat.
First five-star rated scone on IDU.
It was a pretty phenomenal morning,
Matt, actually.
Yeah, it was. Now, where do you lie on kind of the whole scone spectrum? Do you love all scones? Are you extreme to the cheese end of it? Toppings. Do you like a sweet scone?
Yeah.
I'm definitely like more cheese than flour kind of guy.
Yeah, right.
Cheese scones.
Yeah.
Cheese scones are the win.
That Supreme
heaps
one
of butter,
big clump
salt.
On top.
You're done.
Big clump of cream cheese on top. Just,
Lovely. Yeah. I almost,
when it feels like it's too much, just keep going.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I like even some of the best scones around in the city. I still don't think it's cheesy enough.
No, I would agree with that. Yeah. You know the good ones because you can see the holes of the grated cheese.
Exactly.
You know, that is left and
then when you set it out when it comes out of the oven, like just cheese comes out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like oily, greasy.
But that's another
cheese
thing
town.
I think we've talked about on the show is I think a lot of scone makers in Christchurch, the bad ones you can tell because they're not factoring in the fact that the scone's got to sit out and pretty much get stale all day. And it'll get stale quick, you know. And so many of these shit scones that we're getting are probably like actually okay fresh out of the oven, but you give it an hour and they've absolutely lost it. So there's quite a technique to that sort of stuff. When you approach a scone, what's your method with that?
I think you're always going to go heat it, you know. I feel like if you've got the cafe, you should almost go, you can't have it. At room 10.
Yeah.
We've got a heater, or else you're not getting the full picture.
Well, on that
note, you guys need a little toaster oven in here? Little.
Maybe.
I know, I considered it, actually.
On that note, a big debate this year, in this year's scone season, has been the toasting or the heating method. Microwave versus the cut and then the press.
Yeah.
I think they both have their merits. What are your thoughts, guys?
I like cut and press. I like that bit
I like cut and press, too.
You got to have
a little bit of crispiness on the cut inside.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
You got to have a good scone to start off with, though, you know? Like, if you're taking some of that moisture out and it's also not the moistest already.
Because I think that's the thing. I think it can take away a bit of the moisture sometimes. And then also I feel like it can create like a bit of a shell which can make it hard for the butter to permeate as well. You know, you don't want that sitting on top.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be the kind of the way that everyone's doing
it at the moment. Controversial opinion here. I think the like slice in the press.
Yeah.
I think it can hide sins though.
Yes.
Oh, I think it improves an average
scone. I think that might
be
why it's the preferred method.
Yeah.
Because it's making scones that are probably kind of shit a bit better.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Funny enough, I mean, with the scone that I have made this morning, I thought I left going, there's 11 more at home, by the way, which I thought I'd just bring the one. I thought if I slice these things in half and, you know, gave them a wee toast in the pan, that'd actually be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, put lots of butter in there and... can hide it.
So what I liked about that scone was I actually liked... Something about the density that I liked. It was all business. It was like straight to the scone, no fluffing around. It wasn't actually dry.
And it had flavour.
It was quite compact. I actually quite like. I'll tell you what, and I'm being dead serious. We've reviewed scones that are worse than that.
These are ones that are being sold every day.
Oh no, that was.
Put them on blast. Put them on blast. You guys are helping them out. Really.
There was the onion in there. The onion really worked in there.
The only other onion I've had in scones was quite badly reviewed, so that was a nice redemption arc for the onion for me.
And it seems to be a lot of savoury chat. What about sweet? Because I quite like the old jam.
I love a jam and cream scone, but I don't. They're just not that commonplace.
The one in Christchurch is at Akin. Have you had the Akin scone?
I have not.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's very
good. Good.
Cut in half. Okay. Cream berry compote in the middle. Pop back together.
Put back together. I reckon that's controversial.
It is controversial.
Because you should have like two halves. So much jam and cream that you can't see the scone anymore.
It's really
that's a good point, actually.
No, they're really thick with the cream, it's almost excused.
It's not like pushed. It's like you. It's like
what happens when you go to eat that thing though? It just starts squirting all out the sides and stuff.
You kind of go halfway.
Okay. I'm gonna go there after this.
Yeah, there's presentation points for sure, and it does make it a bit more difficult to eat. But fantastic scone, and they've put a lot of sugar on the outside, so it sort of has this caramelized crunch.
That's
the only sweet song we've actually reviewed.
That's the only one that anyone should ever make.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the key to a good sweet scone, I think.
Yeah,
what other sweet scones are there? What else do you even do?
I'm thinking, you know, like how you make a lemon cake with the lemon syrup and lots of lemon rind. I feel like a lemon scone would be really good as well.
It's a kind of lemon and blueberry. Yeah.
Was it Baker's Delight used to do a blueberry scone?
Oh,
yeah. I think.
Oh, really?
They would do that. Yeah,
but they were pretty dry scones actually. They were
speaking of blue, I almost thought about putting that gorgonzola we got in the fridge into a scone.
That would be good.
That's a cheese.
Yeah,
a
blue cheese scone.
You never see, you know, bit of tasty, bit of it's all just
totally. Gorgonzola as well of the blues is an interesting choice as well. I feel like when I think of blue in a scone, I'd think something a bit more crumbly and hard, but that gooiness of the gorgonzola could have been quite nice.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, literally, it's only because that's the one we've got.
Yeah.
What are we
lying
around, you know? That'll be good in a scone.
I've definitely seen a few scone recipes in my long term as a chef that you just look at them and you go, wow, you couldn't have put less effort in there.
Yeah.
And, like, the scone deserves more effort than that, you know? There's a lot of just, like, cafes that are like, right, how quickly can we make these?
Yeah, and it's bristly disappointing, actually.
Yeah. If you're going to make them that quickly, don't make them at all.
Don't bother.
It's not the Great Depression anymore. We're not on rations, you know?
Exactly.
Like, put a bit of cheese in your scone, eh?
Yeah, we're not making water scones.
Exactly.
Hey, so on another note, how's Bones Pickles?
Yeah.
It's going good. We're flat tack at the moment.
We are flat tack.
I feel like I see you guys around places. Like, your pickles seem to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be
good.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal.
Get them everywhere.
Should we do a pickle tasting on here?
I reckon.
Can we?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Great.
All
right. Oh, pop that open.
Oh, shit. It's actually
heavier. Oh, it's quite tight.
Oh, I'm glad to know.
Don't spill that on you. You don't want to smell.
Actually, I've got RSI right now. You better do this.
RSI. No, I'm good on my
wrist. There's a wrist injury.
Oh, my God. It's on real tight.
That's good, though.
There we go.
Off goes the juice.
Oh, we've leaked some juice into the studio.
Tell you what, that's going to smell great.
Yeah, that is going to be delightful.
We're living in the vinegar world, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Just perpetually covered in vinegar, so...
Right. Do you
we're pickled ourselves.
Whoa, this is a big monster.
You got a monster.
Yeah, okay. Canterbury-grown.
Yeah, give us the rundown.
Right, Canterbury-grown fruit, it's all wastage, so we've got funny shapes, curly sizes, things that won't make it to the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick those all up, and we're doing up to about half a ton at a time at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, really?
Yeah. We could chop that all by hand with like three, maybe four people.
Yeah,
it takes about 6 hours to do a half ton.
That is a lip pickle.
Three or four.
My God.
So we have full vinegar. We're all about the sour. It needs to cut through the fattiness of a burger or a sandwich if you've got cheese in there. I feel like the pickle can often get lost.
I think so, yeah.
So sweet. So many pickles are just sweet all the time. It's like, that's not the point of a pickle.
There is a good sweetness in the still, though, as well.
You should be making the fattiest burger you can find and then putting the sharpest pickle in there so that you've got a good reason to go back for another bite.
Yeah, totally.
Amen.
Oh my God, that was insane. That was a big boy as well.
You did Devon. Good on you.
I love me a pickle. What can I say? Are you inspired to try pickles and scones more?
I reckon there's definitely a redemption that needs to happen.
Yeah, we're doing a redemption arc for sure.
I think that can be arranged.
That's Katie Pickles right there.
Oh, are we advertising someone else's pickles?
Yeah, good job, Mac.
Well, sorry.
Scone Redemption. Maybe Max will be on the scone making this time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it'll be, my chance to...
Do you want
to
be good, actually? You make a scone, I make a scone. We both come in here, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, you scone off.
Yeah,
scone off.
Okay.
These are all
Let's
things that can be arranged. Yeah.
I think I'm going to win.
That's fantastic.
we're taking a break off the air for the next few weeks over summer.
We are.
And then you can have your time to...
Yeah, it'll be time for us to learn how to make scones.
Yeah. Prepare yourself, blast the Rocky theme tune and get in there and knead some dough.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, this has been a magnificent final... scone scoring for the year.
Yeah.
And we've gone like left field with it as well, which I really appreciate. Bones Pickles, thank you so much for coming in today.
No worries.
Do you like talking about scones? Like, is that...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good.
We pretty much like talking any shit chat.
Yeah,
about anything
Absolutely
ever.
Anything.
Fantastic.
You'd make a great radio host.
You really would. And it's been a delight to have you in here this morning. So thank you so very much.
Thank you, guys.
And you know what? Your scone. Oh, should we score it?
We should score it. Yeah.
To their faces.
Yeah.
So we
score it to their faces.
We go
That's
three,
what we want.
Three different things here. We go of cheesiness,
special character, and what was the other one? Like texture.
I think you're in good stead for special character.
Kind of texture, like how we're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, cheesiness, but not dying of cheese.
No, but like, it was the last of the block.
But special character, I mean,
yeah,
almost like too much special character.
I think, I mean, special character for me straight away, bang on 5 stars for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I would agree with
and,
that.
And I'm
yeah.
and I'm not being biased there. I am, you know, I'm moderated by the International Sconce Rowing Union there. I keep that above board.
Yeah, you're five on that one. Oh, I'm totally with 5 on that because I got a real good bit of onion in my.
Yeah, yeah, the onion was a nice curveball. What are you doing for cheesiness there?
Cheesiness gets like. Maybe a 2. Yeah. Sorry,
I'm going to go with a 3. Yeah. For me, okay. Anything 2.5 below is an unpleasant experience, and there wasn't much there, but there was enough.
That's a really mature kind of.
Yeah. unlike the Edam, mature indeed.
Yeah, you are.
And then texture. This could be a trivial one here.
No, I didn't mind it. I think it was fine. I'm going to give that like a 3.7 maybe.
I'm going to give the texture a 2.6. It is right above that. I was totally neutral.
It was almost unpleasant.
Yeah. It was almost unpleasant, but it was still pleasant. I just know you can do better.
Yeah.
So what's the overall rating for that? Something like a 3.1?
3.1 maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Great work, guys.
Hey, look, we're coming in.
Well done.
Well done. Shoot for the stars. Come back next year and we'll get a 5-star out of you. No worries, I'm sure.
Beauty.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And this has been our final scone scoring of the year. Ruben, it's been pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. The pleasure is all mine.
Oh, well, is it? Okay.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you. And...